The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It is so great to be here with you today, and we're excited. It's our very first time trying to live video stream over on my YouTube channel. It's also on my website on the cinema page. And we might have some quirks. If we do, we're doing the best we can and we'll tweak them out. So we're also live streaming on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ up in Westerly, Rhode Island. So you have all the options that you always have, but we're trying to work on a great way to bring in live video stream. So with that, our topic today is about clairsentience and the angel messages for the month of June 2016. Yes, we're already into June, and it's a month full of interesting dynamics, because on May 21st, we had a full moon, and it was an interesting one. You know, some people were really feeling that one, and we are finally out of the retrograde now, and we're going direct with Mercury. So now it's time to move forward. And, you know, we go through that three or four times a year. I think the next one is in August. But when we have a retrograde, it's a time to reflect and kind of process and organize what we've been learning. And then when we go direct, it's time to go forward and go into the unknown again and learn new things. That doesn't mean it's a bad thing at all. That just means that's what we're doing. So with that said, I want everybody to know that there's wonderful things and wonderful opportunities that can happen when you are working with feeling. And that's what clairsentience is. You're feeling. Okay, what does that mean we're going to be feeling? Well, Raguel came in for the month of June, and he was all about the feeling of everything. So yes, you're going to be feeling some things. And there's going to be some interesting dynamics coming along with that. So, you know, you want to make sure that you are, what am I trying to say? It's like you're feeling it. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so amazing. You're tuning in. You're going to feel it. The energies are, we just went through that blue moon thing, which was very rare. And that doesn't mean anything except it comes every 27 years. But this whole year has been something very, very different. So what we want to do during the show is call on the angels and ask them, you know, how can we make the most of June 2016? So we have the lines open if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And like I said, there's lots of different options. If something goes amiss or something drops with the video, please just jump right over to the audio button. I have it right on the same page on my website, jenroyster.com, underneath the video player. And, you know, this is just technology. So we're going to push the envelope, and we don't want to wait. And I'm going to use this by example. We don't want to wait till we feel like we have it perfect to just dive in and try, because sometimes you just learn. So that's what we're doing today. Yeah, I was like, it feels like the first time I've done radio, and I've been doing radio for 6 years, but it's the first time we've tried to do this. So just know that things can go amiss, and I don't want you to worry about it. If it does, just jump over on the audio or listen to both. If you are listening and watching, you will notice that there'll be a little bit of a delay. That's just the way video works. And I just wanted to put that out there. There's probably about a 10 to 15 second delay. So that can feel weird, but I just want you to know about that as well. So I do want you to feel like you can interact. I put the Facebook comments ability on my website on that cinema page right at the bottom where you can comment or share your thoughts. And so I have a window. I have a lot of windows open right in front of me, but I have that one as well open. And so just to give you that, okay. Now, what could happen with a full moon like this where we had this very unusual full moon? And what does that have to do? We just had that in May. What does that have to do with June? The interesting thing about that full moon is you may not feel the completion of what you were working on in that full moon until the ones in June. I know. And there's two full moons in June. There's two. So, and people are like, what? What is that? That's crazy. Well, that's the way this one is. It'll feel like you started something. And usually with that full moon, you know, you release that, you complete that, and you move on. This one is a little bit different. You won't feel the results or the completion of that until the ones in June. That's not a negative. I see that as an opportunity where the universe kind of slowed it down for us a little bit. I like that. They slowed it down so we could take time and have enough time to really work on something big. Yeah. Because there may be some challenges that you're dealing with, and you want to pay attention to that. You really do. You want to know that you got this. You want to know that you got this. So know that length of span before you feel completion, it's okay. It's really going to be okay, and you can make the most of that. Now, success is possible. You feel the challenges. Don't start to talk yourself out of something because you feel challenged or you feel, you know, discouraged by anything. You know, Regul came in with such harmony on that. You know, a lot of times he comes in for harmony and balance and communication and, you know, kind of the justice type of angel. And he came in and he just said, allow the harmony to balance it all out. And, you know, you won't feel harmony. You may feel, it was a thing with communication, you may feel that you are speaking before you thought about what you said, you know, really being outspoken a little more than you're used to. And it was interesting that these moons, you know, are going to work together and it's going to slow it down a little bit. It's kind of like a hit pause and catch up is what it felt like to me. And I even was feeling that. It's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Why don't I feel this or why don't I feel that? And it's okay. It's really okay. So use that opportunity with this stretching out into the moons that are coming with June. And this all was really strong when I was working with the angels and I was working with Michael yesterday and Regul, because Regul wants to help with the harmony of the communication, like harmonize your own style of communication. If you feel like you just say things you shouldn't, or you're frustrated and you're not saying enough. And it's a little bit of all of the above, really. And, you know, we have things to work through. We have goals. You might even feel like you were getting stumbled a little bit or slowed down. It doesn't mean it's over. It doesn't mean it didn't work. So don't talk yourself out of something. I mean, just don't do that. Don't talk yourself out of something. Work on it. Work on it. Yes, work on it. You can do this. You can absolutely do this. And it's great. So with that said, now, I want everybody to know that when we come back, we do have a caller. We'll bring the caller on when we come back because we're about to go to break. Don't quite have enough time. If you want to call in for angel messages or you want to share what you might have been experienced with clairsentience, and remember, clairsentience is you feel it. So for those that are highly sensitive, you're probably really feeling it, okay? You're going to. Don't be negative to that. Just learn from it. You know, why am I feeling all this? Why do I have to feel everything else? Why, you know, you're working to get stronger with it. You're learning how to not let it be overtaking you and it be a negative. You're learning how to use it as an incredible gift, a very incredible gift. I know that I feel things like crazy. I mean, I can feel when somebody's mood changes in a second. And, you know, that used to be so overwhelming for me. And it was so wow factor. And I want you to know that it does not have to be like that. It doesn't. You can learn to use this in a positive way. I'm very much about people feeling empowered with their own intuition. That's my passion with my work that I do. I love working with the angels. You know, some people think, oh, that's really crazy and airy-fairy. Okay, then don't do it then. But for me, I'm all about it because they bring me comfort. They calm me down when I feel like, oh, no, I'm going to freak out. They even had me walk by a snake yesterday, which I really didn't want to do, but I knew I had to move forward and not be afraid and turn around. It was very symbolic with everything that I've been trying to do. And we did it, me and Emmy. I wasn't by myself. My co-host Emmy, we were walking and, you know, it was interesting. But, and I'm not against them. I'm just, I'd rather not hang out with them. You know, I got one of those little things going on with that. But, you know, it's all okay. And I felt really good about myself that I didn't confront the snake. I didn't go challenging it. I just wanted to move on and let it move on and respected it. And that was very symbolic for me. So we are going to take that short break. And when we come back, we'll take the first caller. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be. But girl, I don't foresee a rags to riches story for me. There's just one little dream.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ. We are back live. Wow, that was fun. Timing is everything, right? But we're perfectly fine. We're all here. Everything's working, and I'm happy about that. So we had a caller, didn't we, Brian? Did we have the caller?
Yes, we do. She should be. Hold on just a minute. Let me hit the button.
Okay.
Yep, she's on now. Deborah, go ahead.
Hi, Jan.
Hi there. How are you, Deborah?
Oh, so-so.
Oh, yeah. That sounded kind of funny. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So what would you like to share with us today?
Why am I here on Earth?
Why are you here on Earth?
Yes. Yeah, I know that's a big question, isn't it?
It is, and you know, the answer is honestly, a lot of the answer is something that is the truth for all of us. We're always here for the soul growth and to learn. And we're here to grow and ascend and become more, you know, more self-aware. And so the thing that people forget is that the journey is the best part of our entire life, the journey of what we're learning, what we're growing through, what we're experiencing. The whole lifetime is a journey of that. Yeah, a whole lifetime of journey. And that's a beautiful thing. It really is. And so when you look at communicating with the higher self, which is your own self, that is what Raguel just nudged me about. He said, remind her that her communication work would be tapping into that and trusting that. That's been a big one with you, with trusting what you pick up. Is that right?
Yes, at times, yes.
Yeah, right. You talk yourself out of things a lot. It feels like that anyway. And then it's like, well, yes, maybe. But Deborah, it's time to go with it. Go with what you're picking up. And some of it will feel like, no way, that couldn't have been coming from me. And so then there it is again, trying to talk yourself out of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So why are you here? You're here to learn with the rest of us. That is honestly the truest answer I could absolutely give you. And the thing is, with a journey like this, and it's not like there's that one thing. You know, you have contracts. You came here with a reason. Most of our purpose that we come here for is going to be connected to what we learn as well. It's going to be connected to that. It always is. It's going to be connected to our passions. It's going to be connected to what we can do for another person because we learned how to do that. We learned how to move through that. We learned how to heal. And so when you ask, what is it? It's all that journey. It's about all of those things. And if you learn something early in life, you may move on up the ladder to the next thing you were going to learn. You don't have to wait for the other lifetime to come in to do it. You could probably learn 3 or 4 things. You could learn to have a purpose in several areas through one lifetime if you're very proactive. You know, sometimes it's one, sometimes it can be several. I feel like I've done a few. I really have. I feel like I've done a few. And when I realized it wasn't about that end result, and I'm really sharing something from experience that I've had with a lot of years that I think will help you a lot, is cut yourself some slack, for one, because you are learning. cut yourself some slack, and you will always be learning. And so am I. We're always learning. And know that the journey is the experience. It's the physical experience of the learning. And it will continue to take you in and out of adventures. I call them adventures. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, because I guess I'm being around people and kind of my husband right now that are totally asleep. My husband was awake, but since we moved, he's asleep. And
you mean spiritually? Is that what you mean?
What?
You mean asleep spiritually?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And yeah, before he was awake, and like I say, since we moved, he's asleep and just wants to fit in. So, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm kind
okay.
of
But see,
like
you have to know that you have your journey. And, you know, a lot of people are going through that with relationships right now. They really are. And, you know, I think it's why I started that that course that I'm doing online for soul healthy relationships, because we're getting ready to start that one again, since she's talking about that, June 13th. And you can check that out at my website if anybody's interested in that. It's the actual real one, not just the radio overview. It's we're going to really get down into it. But, you know, the when we feel that we've been connected with someone and then it feels separated, and that's what it sounds like you're saying, it feels disconnected with him because you're still right. on the journey and he's decided to take a time out. It sounds like what you're saying.
Right.
Right. A lot of people can relate to what you're saying, I'm sure. I have felt like that before. I know I have. I felt like that not just with, you know, a personal relationship like that, but in a business relationship, I've felt that way with friends, and, you know, and then it feels great. And then it feels disconnected. And it's like, what's going on? The journeys are all individual. Everybody has their own. And then there's times where we share the journey. And then there's times where we don't. And sometimes people are in it for a lifetime. And it feels like your husband will always be there. This is a big one for you to allow and let go, for him to do it in his own time. He may not be ready to go to the level that you expect him to be at. And you have to know that you can be on your journey exactly where you need to be on your own. And then whoever is joining you on that is wonderful. And if you're not, you want to be okay anyway. That's kind of a deep spiritual one, to feel okay with the by myself thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I know.
That makes sense.
Now, and we grieve a little bit. I'm really feeling for you, and I'm in that pocket with you right now. And I'm glad you called in with this one. It's a very important one right now. It doesn't mean that he won't pick up and start his journey again. It's just everybody can be at different places on the journey. It doesn't mean, oh, great, the marriage is over. It doesn't even mean that at all. It just means we have to carry space and allow another person to go at their speed and their journey the way it's right for them. Some people will achieve a lot in one lifetime. Some people won't. And we have to be okay with where everybody is on their own level and still not hold ourselves back. Do you hold yourself back because you're waiting for somebody to join you?
Sometimes I might be doing that. Yeah, I could see me doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know what that's like, too. I've done that before. And I realized it really didn't bring the happiness in. It actually made things not near as, you know, I guess, unhappy or worse. I don't know what the word is I'm trying to say. It wasn't like it destroyed anything, but it didn't feel right either. It actually made it feel more unright, you know what I mean? And so you really are looking to release. This is a big full moon for you to release and let him be in his space the way he needs to be, and you be in your space individually, because two healthy individuals can make a great partnership. And when you show your confidence and you're just doing your thing because that's what makes you happy, most of the time our partners may or may not be on the same page with us, but they love it when we're happy. And when are we happy? When we're doing what's right for us.
Right.
That will bring joy to his heart. And that brings joy to your heart because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So that is always truly the answer for that. It really is. You okay over there?
Yeah.
It's a truth, though. It's a deep truth. And it's one that I want to say thank you for bringing that up on the show, because most of the questions that I get from people are about relationships. And so, yeah, it's all, you know, that's why I'm working on working in that with a class more in depth, more, because this is what people need to know. This is what they're asking for. So I'm trying to fill that need, because when we have our soul is longing for this spiritual growth, we really do feel it in our relationships if the partner is not on the same page. And some of them end and some of them don't. Some of them are just more of a, I just have to be okay that we're in two different places. We just have to be okay. So that's what it feels like for you. And it's communicating and trusting in what's right for you is what Raguel wants me to share with you. And Michael says, keep your chin up. I'm always there. You have great things to offer, but you need to find your joy first. And your joy is going to be doing what's right for you.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah, it does. And we're about to go to break in about a minute. So I wanted to say thank you and close out with you before I have to abruptly hang up on you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're very, very welcome. And I wish you the best. Remember, your joy is going to be when you're following your path, not your husband's or anybody else's.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Deborah. Wow. Yeah. You know, that's a tough one. We're going to take that short break. And when we come back, we are going to keep powering on with angel messages for June of 2016. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We are back live. Here we go. And we just had a great conversation with a caller, Deborah, and she had brought up about the relationships when you feel like you're on your soul path and your spiritual journey, and maybe your partner isn't. And I know that a lot of you are feeling that, and I think you probably will be feeling that with these full moons, because it is a big time to release. Maybe we do need to let go of waiting for somebody else to walk the path that we want to walk. We need to find a place to have the capacity to allow them to walk where it's right for them. Absolutely. We need to do that. So we can't do that if we're, you know, constantly waiting and then we're preoccupied with what they're doing on their journey. I want to finish with that one a little bit, because it is a very important one for the month of June, with the sensitivity and the feeling and the clairsentience. And you're going to be feeling a lot of energy. You're going to be feeling somebody else's energy. You're going to be feeling your own energy, and you could get overwhelmed at times. I understand that. But, you know, when you allow somebody to just be in the place they need to be, maybe they're out of sorts that day. We need to be okay with that. If you're highly sensitive, that's hard to do. You want to fix it. You want everybody to be okay. But when we get worn out doing that, we're getting in their way of their journey. We're getting in their way of learning and growing and finding their way to be stronger. We're also avoiding our own growth. I know. We're avoiding what we should be working on. We're avoiding, you know, We're just flat out avoiding our own journey. That's it right there. So with these moons, the way we started with the May 21st moon, and we really won't finish what we're working on till the moons in June, which are two full moons. Yes, two full moons. And wow, talk about the universe saying, okay, we're going to give you a lot of extra time to get this one. I think it's very important. I see that as a very important message to us. Guys, we're halfway into this 2016. For the second half of 2016, we want to do this work. You don't want to put it on the back burner because you're busy. You want to do the work. You want to face those things. You want to resolve them. You want to release. You want to heal. And you definitely want to learn how you communicate, and is there a better way you could? That's the biggest message that I was getting. It's about the communication, and it's about how we're receiving and listening. Are you listening? Listening is a big one, and we're going to talk about that too, because listening is huge. Listening is probably one of the biggest lacks. You know, we think we're listening, but, you know, if your head's in your phone or your head's in here and there and everywhere else, I mean, you're not listening if your brain is engaged somewhere else. We need to listen to people. We need to listen. We need to listen to ourselves. We need to listen. How many of you out there are feeling throat chakra, you know, feeling it through here, feeling a lot of sinus, feeling, you know, headaches or neck tightness? I mean, has anybody been experiencing that recently? Have you been feeling things like that? Dreaming weird dreams, you know, something like that. But the fifth chakra is all about the communication, and it's about listening and speaking your truth. And if you are in an experience or an environment where you just feel like you can't, that's something to ask yourself. Is that something you really want for the rest of your life, to not speak your truth, to not, because, And you don't want to wait till you're so frustrated that you just explode. I know what that's like too, because I'm a Taurus. And, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to, or I do, I'll say it that way, hold it a little longer than I should. And that was the way I was. I'll be honest with you. I've worked on that a lot to work on me being a better communicator. And I've been working on that for a long time. And I had to overcome being afraid to speak out. And then I had to overcome not hurting someone's feelings. And then I had to figure out, okay, there's got to be a better way to do this, because sometimes you just hold it so long, then you explode. That's not really a good delivery. You know, it really isn't. And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to change that. And I'm not saying it's perfect, but I am absolutely much happier and more at peace and healthier. That was the other thing. My health followed right behind all the things I was working on. I am so much healthier in my 50s now than I was in my 20s or 30s or even 40s. But and I feel that life is waking up for me because I'm being connected to the truth of my experience. I noticed that, and I can, I'm honestly sharing, that's very personal information, but I'm sharing that with you because we all have that going on. When you communicate and listen with yourself and don't ignore the truths that are coming from yourself. That's why I'm such a big advocate for trusting your own intuition. If you don't trust your own intuition, you don't probably trust anything, because that's your higher self. That's divine information coming in for you. If you can trust anything, it's that. And, you know, we get these feelings or these, you know, I got a gut feeling this isn't going to work out, or I got this, you know, and we can talk ourselves out of things from fear. But at the same time, we can get these warnings that come from within. And communication is the thing here with the moons and the June energy. And what the angels really want me to push here is they've got to work on communication. They've got to. Now, we've got all this technology. It's like, we communicate just great. Well, you know, we had a couple of snafus here. And you know what? It was first time out of the gate. We're good. But, and we learn, but you don't want to be afraid to make a mistake and never do anything. You don't want to be afraid. If you're afraid to try anything, because you might mess it up, I wouldn't be talking to you like this right now. I wouldn't be on radio. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't have even put paint to the canvas painting. I don't think I would have done much of anything. And I went through a period of time where I was like that a little bit, and I was not happy. No, that was probably the darkest times of my life, because I didn't want to upset nobody and I didn't want to make a mistake. And perfectionism has a rough edge to it, and I've never seen where it helps. I mean, we do our best, and then just because something isn't perfect, that doesn't mean it's a failure. That's not a failure. That means, oh, that's okay. That just means, oh, I just learned something else. Okay, I'll do it this way next time. Just like that. You just learn and you do it. And you experience life because you tried and you went out there and you went for it. And you listened to yourself, which is the message for June. It's huge. Clairsentience, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel yourself. You're going to feel those things inside you that want to be heard. You want to acknowledge them and you want to respect them. At the same time, you want to hear another. If somebody else is speaking their truth and they are saying, you know, I really want to say this isn't working for me, or I would like to do something different, you need to be okay with that too. So yeah, we have a little bit of a learning curve right now. These moons stretched out to work on some things a little longer has actually given us opportunity to do it well and try and then go, oops, okay, let me try a different way. And, you know, find a way that's going to work and be smoother for you. And then that's going to carry you. It's this very big tipping point right here where you need that. And then when you move through the next 6 months, you're going to be glad you did the work. You're going to be glad you did the work. So this message is so important. And I'm listening to it myself because I have been working on this for probably 15 years. But in the last five, it really changed for me. And I still can see where I can do better. And, you know, I was driven to put all this video. I wanted to feel like I had more of a connection to you. I wanted you to feel like you had more of a connection to me. I want to listen to you. I want to know what you need from me. So that is a big one we're talking about. Now, we're going to take that short break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this show up. We've been talking about clairsentience and the angel messages for June of 2016. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
1230 WPLQ.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
And And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And our topic today has been all about clairsentience, the feeling, the month of June, all these moons, I mean, May 21st full moon and two full moons in June, and what that means, why it's all tied together and why it's such an important message. So that's what we're sharing. And it's very important that I let you know that, you know, when you have this feeling and you want to express yourself and you feel like nobody understands you or nobody hears you, and this really will affect you in relationships. Personal ones are going to feel it. You're just going to, but it's not a negative unless you want it to be. It is about listening to one another. And you really won't feel the results of all this moon delayed energy thing until the end of June, that one. So you've got till the end of June to work on this. Now, you will feel like the retrograde just went direct. So we're not in the Mercury retrograde from before. Now we're going direct. So now you're in that new water. But it will bring up, and, you know, and this isn't to frighten you. This is keeping it real. And what you guys need to hear right now to make your lives better, it is going to point out the weak areas in relationships. Oh, I know. Yeah, it will. It will point them out, but it's pointing them out for you to work on them. It's pointing them out so you can do something about it. You might be one of those relationships where you feel like you're the only one trying. You can't do anything about what the other person's doing. All you can do is work on you. But you want to open up and be aware. What is your higher self trying to tell you? What are the intuitive hits you're receiving? Raguel wants to work with you for this month. I mean, he came in so strong with this one. Michael can protect you with negative and help clear you. Absolutely. He's a daily angel for me. Raguel is about the harmony of communication and relationships and bringing resolution to a situation. Yeah. He can help different parties that see two different ways find a happy medium and respect one another and allow each one to have their own space to grow. Very important. Very important message we're receiving right now for the month of June. And this is a positive, guys. This is a positive. We're working on it, too. I'm working on it with all of mine. I'm working on my relationship with you, the listeners, and now the viewers. Because we're going to be doing this every week. Yeah, we're going to get better at it, too. We're going to get better at it. So we want to grow. We want to be happy. But you've got to do the work. I mean, I can talk to you all day long about, hey, this and that. The angels can come in and answer you. But if you don't start to pick it up and say, okay, that was the answer. Now I need to do something proactive with it. The best way to work with this kind of energy that I've found is start with yourself. Don't try to fix somebody else. Well, actually, that's really not a good idea at all. But, you know, don't try to fix somebody else. Work on what you could do better. Say you had an argument with your spouse or your better half or whoever it is. And, you know, you really were frustrated. You really felt like you were right. And they really felt like they were right. And one of those kind of, you know, standstills. I'm not saying bow out and say, okay, you're right, I'm wrong. I'm saying, is there really a right or a wrong? Take the opportunity separately and work on what you could have done better to communicate. Work on that. Ask for that guidance with Raguel. What could I have done better? Because it's not going to be the last time something comes up. It's very unrealistic to think you'll never have disagreements. That's just life, right? We learn from that. You know, you want to learn, you want to grow, you want to allow the person to be heard, but you want to be heard too. We know that. Everybody realizes that. But what could you do better? Allow Raguel to help you. Like, just ask him and say, and then you're going to feel some ideas popping in, or you're going to receive some, oh, I never thought of it that way. Maybe I should try that. It's up to you to try it. It's up to you to do something about it. So that's what you want to be working on right now. This is the month to do it. We've got to tie up this first 6 months, what we had, what we learned, where we want to grow. What are we working on in this full moon? Because by the end of June, it's going to be the way we leave it. Okay. So if you don't do any work, you don't have to. You're good. Okay. That's where you want to be. Maybe you're fine with the way it is. You don't need to do it. I don't know what your situation is, but usually there's something everybody can work on. I know I am. But this is going to set you up. What you want, here's the bottom line, you know, bottom line. By the end of June, you want to be where you want to be in this. The strength, the confidence, your communication skills. You want your communication skills to be where you want them to be to carry you through the rest of this year. Because the rest of this year, it's an interesting year anyway, but that's what I'm getting from the angels to tell you. And they were so strong about this with the communication today and the feelings. Don't let the feelings get clouded. Don't overreact with feelings till you understand what you heard or misunderstood. All kinds of things like that. Okay. So that is very important for you to understand. So I'm coming across so passionately because I know this is a big one in most people's lives. And I know I've been through it. And I want you to know this is really a good opportunity to really change it up. So with Raguel, I want to say thank you to him for coming through so strongly with that and to let us know that weak points will be pointed out in relationships because it's what you want to work on. It's what you want to work on within yourself and in the relationship. And you may even find relationships you need to let go of. You may find the relationships you've been looking for. It is going to be a relationship month. Absolutely. Please, if you feel that you want a little more work with that, I just posted the course. It's called Soul Healthy Relationships. You can go check it out at my website. You can just go to soulhealthyrelationships.com or you can go to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. You can check it out. And a little hint, the people that are on my weekly e-blast, I send out one that says the upcoming shows and it has coupons and discounts. There is one in there for that that will expire on June 1st. So I just wanted to let you know there is one, but it's for the newsletter people. The class doesn't start till June 13th. But when I was putting this together, I had no idea it was such an important month for relationships. So I'm glad I did. I've been not sleeping much for 3 weeks trying to put all this together, but there's more classes coming. This one is out because it was so important. I felt like after doing the show and we did an overview, I felt like, no, we need to get into that and help people with that and help them find their way. So there it is. I want to say thank you so much for listening today and being a viewer. I hope you enjoyed it and we will work on some of the tweaks. We will continue to improve to bring you more here with the Jen Royster Show. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.